supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We invite you to listen to this episode of today's special under the title of Loving the Friends of Allah.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of the month of Ordubehesht, 1400 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran. We listen to chapter Shura, verse 23.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إن الله غفور شكور.
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "One who possesses away with the love of the family of Muhammad is a martyr. Beware that such person passes away with repentance. Beware that he passes away as a perfect believer. Beware that when he dies, the angel of death bears glad tidings to the people of paradise and the angels in charge of questioning the deceased in purgatory bear him glad tidings. Beware that such person passes away according to the practice of the Muslim community. Beware that one who passes away with enmity against the family of the Prophet Muhammad will enter the desert of resurrection with a sign of his forehead which reads, Disappointed from Divine Mercy." Talking about loving the friends of Allah on today's special from IRIB English Radio. Dear friend, we should love the friends of Allah, those who desire truth, righteous people, and supporters of truth and justice. And we should hate the evildoers, oppressors, lovers of enjoyment, and enemies of Allah, His Prophet, and humanity. Why shouldn't we love all of them? Why shouldn't we behave nicely with all of them? Can we forego the method of living with enmity in the present age? How were those who are in favor of having friendly relations with all must be asked? In the world which has oppressors and oppressed, the unjust and the victims of injustice, the tyrants and the weak, the equitable and the usurpers, the pure and the dirty, shall we love all of them? Shall we remain pleased with all of them? Shall we help all of them? Can any human logic permit us to do so? Can the living conscience permit this mixing up?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear brothers and sisters and welcome to today's special broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Station اللهم اجعلني فيه محبا لأوليائك ومعاديا لأعدائك O Allah, on this day, make me bear love for your servants and, of course, intimate servants and bear amenity towards your enemies. There's a saying from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it states, وَمَا الدِّينُ إِلَّا الْحُبُّ What is religion other than love? You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you follow Him. We have this quote, which I always cite, and it is that, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ أَحَبَّ مُطِيعُ The person who loves someone obeys them. And when you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love the infallible figures, you follow them, you do what they order, you do what they want. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not fall in love with His enemies, but rather to fall in love with His servants, with His loved servants, with His close servants. Thus, when we have such friends, when we have such companions throughout our life, it really just aids us in our path towards the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of having good friends, not only for children, not only for teens, not only for the youth, but also for adults. How many stories do I have under my hand that I've seen adults over 40 years old, they find a new friend, this new friend changes their lives to the worse, and it just makes their lives upside down. The opposite is true. I've seen people over 50 who befriended a great person, who befriended a great youth actually, in his 20s, and that his life changed all to the better. He used to didn't pray, now he prays. He didn't used to fast, now he fasts. Why? Because of that good companion.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
In this part, I invite you to listen to the meaning of tawalla and tabarra. It is obligatory on us to cultivate the love of Allah and affection for those who love Allah or whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. At the head of this list are our 14 masumin, our infallibles. Then come their shias and those who love them and their righteous children and due to their relationships, the sayyids. Tabarra means to consider the enemies of Allah and the friends of the enemies of Allah as our enemies. The persons heeding this list are those who have usurped the rights of the infallible imams, peace be upon all of them, and those who had oppressed and troubled them. It denotes harboring enmity towards all those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, consider enemies. A large number of ayahs and traditions mention the significance of these two duties, tawalla and tabarra, and they are among the necessities of our faith. The foundation of religion. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says that the Messenger of Allah asked his companions about their strongest relationship of belief. It will bring salvation for the one who acts upon it. Allah and his Messenger know better, replied the companions. Some of them said prayer, some fast, some guessed zakat, a few thought it was Hajj and Umrah. The Messenger of Allah said, all of the things mentioned by you are virtues, but they are not reliable channels of intercession. The best and the strongest channel is to have friendship for the sake of Allah and to harbor enmity for the pleasure of Allah. Loving the friends of Allah and expressing dislike for the enemies of Allah. In another tradition, it is mentioned love for Ahlul Bayt, enmity towards their enemies, obedience of Ahlul Bayt, and following their guidance is included among the foundations of religion.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Friends become closer than relatives in some scenarios. We also have this saying from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam available in Ghurul al-Hukum, you know, emphasizing on this notion. Sometimes friends become closer than family members, closer than your brothers. So it is important that we choose our children's friends, because as much as you raise them, as much as you give time for raising them, as much as you try your best, there are situations where they're going to follow their friends. And that really just hurts. True, it hurts the parents, but the parents are also in charge of, you know, obligated, our duty, our task, to find the right friends for their children. And that doesn't change it for us as well. In this month, in this holy month, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find us, you know, the great companions. If you don't have great friends, you know, your life is going to be very hard. We need friends. You know, the need for friends, the want for friends, and, you know, just a social life, a community life, even though you call yourselves inverts or extroverts, whatever you call these days, whatever they're called these days, they stay at home and they don't want to do social, they don't want social reaction. They have friends as well. They have, even though it's a small circle, they do have friends. And the people who don't have friends, you know, they're falling into mental problems. And so it's important for us to find the right friends. It's very important. A friend sometimes becomes closer than a brother. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all and to keep us in good health and safety. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, this episode of today's special on love of Allah's friends and enmity towards Allah's and Ahlul Bayt's enmities. May Allah bless you all. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah. Oh,
food for thought.
Hello, everyone. Let us contemplate on a short but sweet saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The tongue is a wild beast. When it's let loose, it devours.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the little that we have done in this blessed month of Ramadan is accepted because of His mercy. He looks away from our defects and our defective a'mal and actions and supplications, the greed that we had at times in our a'mal, the bad intentions that we might have had in our our actions and our deeds. They may not have been sincere, and we may have had ulterior motives. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look beyond all of this, and if there was any good that we had, even for a split second, to ignore all of that and to accept and to give us a reward that is befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not of us. We are not deserving of anything. In this holy month of Ramadan, it's a type of self-reflection, self-development, and if you are able to do so, it is because of the blessing and the attention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to continue till the next Shah Ramadan in a better way, hopefully, inshallah. There's a very beautiful tradition from Imam Baqir alayhi salam that hopefully brothers and sisters can implement during these last remaining nights of the holy month of Ramadan, where the Imam says that if a person, or if a man, or a person gives iftar to a believer, the Imam says, in his house, then the Imam says that this act is more beloved to the Imam. So the Imam now is saying that this act is more beloved to me, iftar, and giving food to a fasting person, basically breaking the fast of a fasting person, is more beloved to the Imam than the freeing of numerous. The amount is not mentioned in the hadith, or it is possible that the narrator forgot the amount. But it might have been a large. Normally, the Imams, if you look at other traditions, 1,000, 10,000, 100 of those slaves that are from the children of Ismail alayhi salam. Obviously, what the Imam is mentioning are obviously during his time. Right now, this concept of slavery doesn't exist. We have another concept of slavery that exists at our time, which is even more dangerous than that type of slavery. There was this physical. We have now spiritual and mental slavery. Right? That's a different discussion altogether. But the Imam is saying that this act of feeding, you know, giving food to a fasting person is more beloved to the Imam. And the Imam obviously is what is the criteria of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this act so much that even the freeing of numerous slaves from the children of Ismail alayhi salam does not match up to this act. And even as we know, with a glass of water or even a date. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last remaining nights and days of Shah Ramadan, we're able to implement some of these teachings inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila, nisfahu
aw inqus minhu qalila, aw zid 'alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila.
Ad'awtuka rabbi bi qur'ani yannibni harrani.
Let's recite the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRIB English Radio all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRIB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month,
the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim, and also Tajbid points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran.
وصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
Dear brothers and sisters, as you know, the scholars have always actually knew the importance of the holy month of Ramadan, and they had treated the Holy Quran differently in the holy month of Ramadan, as it is the month of Quran and the month of recitation of Quran. The late Allama Tabatabai, at the nights of holy month of Ramadan, he was staying awake till mornings. He was studying a bit, and the rest of the night he was busy with recitation of Holy Quran, supplications, du'as and prayers, and also remembrance of God and saying the adhkar. Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, today is the 25th of the holy month of Ramadan, and we have selected a piece, a beautiful piece, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab Tantawi from this juz of the Holy Quran, that is juz 25 of the Holy Quran, chapter Duhan, verses 1-6.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خالق والكتاب المبين
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Today is Ramadan the 25th, and what you just listened to was a recitation from Juz 25 of the Quran. That is the same day, the Juz that is to be recited for today, Juz 25. Surah Ad-Dukhan, verses 1 to 6, recited by Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab Tantawi. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hamim. Okay, this is one of the disjoint letters, or the حروف المقطع in the Quran. حاميم. The second letter is pronounced with مد اللازم because it's a three-letter word, and there is a long vowel in the middle, followed by a ساكن letter at the end. Therefore, مد اللازم takes place, and it has to be lengthened to six vowel counts. حَمِيمٌ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. In the word إِنَّا, we have a noon which is مُشَدَّد, a noon that has a تَشْدِيد, a شَدَّة. So we have to nasalize the noon for two vowel counts. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ. In this phrase, we have maddul munfasil, a disjunct lengthening, because there's a long vowel followed by a hamza in a separate word, not in the same word as the long vowel. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. In the phrase laylatin mubarakah, we have idgham of noon sakina into mim ma'al ghunna. So you have to pronounce the mean, you should not pronounce the noon sakin of the tanween. Instead, the mean becomes mushaddad, and also it's nasalized. Mubarakah. Now here we have waqful ibdal. The ta marbuta is pronounced like a ha as a result of waqf. Whenever waqf takes place and you have a word which with a ta marbuta at the end, the ta has to be pronounced like a ha, just like here, just like layla. If we stop on the word layla, the ta marbuta becomes a ha. Inna kunna munzirin. Notice all the ghunnas. Inna kunna munzirin. And then we have the ikhfa also of the noon sakin and the word munzirin, which is the third ghunna in this phrase. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Yufraqu, the ra has tafkhim because it has a fatha. Kullu amrin hakim. Amrin hakim. We have a rule of nun sakina here. The rule is idhar of nun sakina. The nun sakina is pronounced completely and clearly. Amram min indina, inna kunna mursileen. Rahmatan min rabbik, innahu huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. You have to make sure that the ayn is pronounced with tawassut. You don't pronounce it with shadda. We don't say sami'ul 'alim. It's sami'ul 'alim. Okay, thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. We hope you enjoyed it. I now invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan.
brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, it's time to listen to the points of this Juz, Juz 25 of Holy Quran by Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Let's listen.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, inshallah, on this the 25th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we'll be speaking a little bit about the 25th part of the glorious Quran. The 25th part or juz of the glorious Quran contains 5 chapters. So what are some of the important verses in this juz of this part of the Holy Quran? One of those verses, or one of the important verses that appear in this part of the Holy Quran, is the verse of Mu'adda. And this is a very important verse. It is a verse that appears in the 42nd surah, the 23rd verse of this blessed surah or chapter of the Holy Quran. It is known as the verse of love, the verse of this reciprocal love between us and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says or orders the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the Muslims that this is the recompense that I ask from you for everything that I have done for you. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. That is the good news Allah gives to His servants who have faith and do righteous deeds. And this is where the verse of Mu'adda starts. Say that Allah is commanding the Holy Prophet, I do not ask you any reward for it. That is what the message that I have brought, the efforts that I have put in, except love of my family. Illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. This is one of the important verses that we come across in this section or this part of the Holy Quran. Another important lesson we can learn from this part of the Holy Quran is from Surah Az-Zukhruf, which is in obviously the 43rd Surah of the Holy Quran. And this lesson is that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a person to forget about shaitan. And opposite is therefore also true. So we can take the opposite from it. The opposite, which is what is said in the Holy Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, that if you forget about me, if you turn a blind eye to my remembrance, a shaitan will be placed as your companion. So what can we understand is if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be chasing away the devils and the shayateen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Holy Quran says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, which is the 36th verse of the 43rd chapter, which is Surah Az-Zukhruf. Whoever turns a blind eye to the remembrance of the All-Beneficent, that is, you know, Ar-Rahman. Again, the concept of Rahman and Rahim is something that, inshallah, the brothers in the tafsir of the Holy Quran should have told our dear listeners. So if a person does this, we assign him a devil who remains his companion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to continuously remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these remaining nights of the holy month and the blessed month of Ramadan, and to chase away the devils from us, inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms, or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Feels up the air, Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan. Ramadan, ya Habib, Ramadan.
ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad Faman yakunu aswa ahalan minni In ana nuqiltu ala mithli لم أمهده لرقدتي ولم أفرشه بالعمل الصالح لضجعتي
Brothers and sisters, regarding the part where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in this beautiful supplication of Abu Hamza, فَمَنْ يَكُونُ أَسْوَأَ حَالًا مِنِّي إِنْ أَنَا نُقِلْتُ عَلَى مِثْلِ حَالِي إِلَىٰ قَبْرِي If you send me to the grave while I am still in this state, there is no one who is in a worse state than me. We mentioned different aspects of this, how Imam alayhi salam is confessing to his sins, and how this confession helps us promote the sense of servitude, and the servitude is the reality of what gets us close to the Almighty Allah's mercy. And in this regard, the Holy Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I did not create them except that they may worship me, and by servitude and by devotion to God, we can receive more of His grace. Now, the Holy Quran points to the truths in numerous verses. The truth of being qualified to receive the Almighty Allah's mercy, and that we must try to reach that stage. When the Holy Quran says that we sent down angels for you to help you fight the unbelievers, it was to reassure your hearts, and victory comes only from Allah. وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ We know that even angels cannot do anything by themselves. They come down and lead to the victory of Muslims, and this was based on God's will and permission. And it should not be imagined that, contrary of the will of God or irrespective of it, one can do anything. If ever we experience an affliction, it might be a result of a consequence of our wicked acts. We must be hopeful of God's grace to remove our afflictions, but God will remove our afflictions provided that we feel remorse for our wicked acts, and we should stop denying His blessings.
شهد منكم الشهر فليصم
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
And within the beginning phrases of this supplication, we saw how Imam Sajjad alayhi salam tried to teach us how to balance between these two states. We must be hopeful of God's grace and not be arrogant of ourselves and our deeds. As long as the early Muslims relied on God, they were recipients of His mercy and defeated the enemies in battles. But when they became arrogant, they were defeated, notwithstanding their greater number and equipment. The Holy Quran states, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Certainly, Allah helped you at Badr when you were abased in the enemy's eyes. But elsewhere it says, وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. And on the day of Hunayn, your great number impressed you, but did not avail you in any way. And it seems that the purpose of these is that we must rely on Allah, and neither on material causes nor our works. God has left the faithless with material causes, but not the faithful. He Himself ensures the victory of the faithful, but on one condition, provided that they keep their faith in Him. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not weaken or grieve. You shall have the upper hand should you be faithful. So this is the condition, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So we must think of our strengthening faith. We must be hopeful of God's mercy and grace, and we should never be arrogant because of our trivial works. We must be afraid of our actions, but we must not be afraid of the conditions, because we believe that one must only discharge his duty and God has ensured victory for the faithful. That's about the beginning parts of this supplication. In the next part, however, the supplication starts talking about another aspect of the life of the servants. And this is really interesting because it's talking about the divine presence. And it seems that being in the divine presence is higher than worship of the common people. We will talk about that more, inshallah, in the later programs. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son, he's really fond of football, and he's so weak in
repeat lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of teenagers. And the answers are mostly based upon the Quran and the narrations of our beloved Imams alayhim as-salam. I'm Hasnain, and we have in the studio our guest speaker, Sheikh Farman Ali Ma'soumi. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawdha Ilmiya Qom. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program, Brother Farman.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear audience, in the previous program we were discussing about the importance of respecting our teenagers and its benefits. So now in this program we'll discuss about the different ways how we can respect our teenagers. Brother Farman, please start.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. Yeah, we were discussing the importance, the benefits of respecting our teenagers in Islamic upbringing.
That's right.
So now the question is how we can respect our children, yeah?
Yeah.
So there are some common ways to respect which you know, every parent uses them, and some new ways, inshallah, we will discuss it and we will share it with our dear listeners.